the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Here we are in autumn. And is it a time to start planning as the weather deteriorates? That very welcome winter break, one that isn't going to go to another cold location or even one with snow to do a bit of skiing, but somewhere that might give you a bit of sun and respite during those winter months. Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie. Is now the time to be making the bookings so as to get the best value?
Hi Matt, it sure is. There's actually an Aer Lingus sale that started today, which I didn't even realise when we had planned this lot. But so that's come in handy all right. But I had a look at both Aer Lingus and Ryanair flights, particularly to the Canary Islands, which I know most people don't really need much introduction to. But the airfares are so good in November. Like I found flights for €78 from Dublin on the 19th of November, €92 from Cork, €94 from Shannon to Gran Canaria, similar to Fuerteventura, Lanzarote a little bit more, Tenerife a little bit more, but really, really good value for people looking for winter breaks across the islands, actually.
Okay. And at that time of year, what sort of weather would you get in the Canary Islands?
Oh, you should still have kind of early to mid-20s, particularly November. Can get a little bit cooler in December and January and then back up, but still rarely goes below 20 degrees in the Canary Islands. It's just kind of year-round sunshine, or as guaranteed as you can say anymore. But yeah, the Canary Islands would usually be your best bet for weather in the wintertime.
Okay, that's looking after the flights. But then what sort of prices would it be for accommodation? How easy is it to find good accommodation? And also, what is there to do in the Canary Islands other than sit out in the sun?
Oh, do you know, there's lots of things to do. Tenerife, I suppose, is kind of an alien island of two halves now. You can go to Mount Tady and there's lots of sort of outdoor activities you can do up there. You can go whale watching, boat trips, all that sort of thing. Lanzarote, the wine is incredible, how they grow the wine considering they virtually get no rain. It's really, really interesting for anybody interested in wine. I did that tour myself. Fuerteventura has probably the best beaches in all the Canary Islands. Absolutely stunning, like what you would find in the Caribbean. There's so many different activities, but you know, most people will usually go to the Canaries for the sun.
Okay, Seville in southern Spain is a city that I'm told can get really hot now at this time of the year. The people that I was talking to were there in the summer months saying it was high 30s temperature-wise. But by the time November comes around, it'd probably be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I actually think it's a really good choice for winter city break. And Aer Lingus are flying three times a week from Dublin. Ryanair are flying twice weekly from Cork. So it's a really good option. Again, like you said, you hear those reports of 40 degrees in July and August. So the winter is definitely the time to see it. And it's one of those kind of cities that has it all. It has your great, lovely tapas bars and your narrow streets, but it also has kind of show stoppings, you know, architecture, and you've the Royal Alcazar, and you've got the Plaza de España that people would probably have seen photos of, this massive square. So a really lovely city to explore. Plenty of, as I said, for foodies, for culture, for history. And the weather should still be really nice October, November. Again, it can cool down, obviously, December, January. Not as warm as the Canary Islands, but still kind of like a balmy temperatures. Nice for a city break.
Okay, I'm just back from a trip last week to Istanbul in Turkey, which I absolutely loved. But some people, since I've been coming back, have said, well, if you liked Istanbul in Turkey, somewhere a little bit nearer, but also great value, is Morocco. So tell us a little bit about the places in Morocco to go and the prices that are available in November.
Yeah, Morocco was definitely having a bit of a moment. Last year, there was flights to Marrakesh introduced with Aer Lingus and Ryanair as well. But this year, Ryanair brought out Rabat, flights to Rabat. And then we've also flights to Agadir, which people tend to forget. So the thing about Morocco, you can kind of have it all. You can have your, you know, Marrakesh city break with all the snake charmers and crazy Medina and all sorts of exciting colourful things going on. Or you can actually have a beach beach break. Agadir has like a 12 kilometer stretch of beach. There's a kind of fashionable marina there. You've got another little surf town called Tagazout, which is very close by. Again, you fly into Agadir for that, where there's a lot of sort of celebrity hangouts. There's fabulous five-star beach resorts. So it's actually a really trendy place to visit at the moment, and the prices are exceptionally good. I found flights to Agadir and Marrakesh from like 83 euros in November. You could do a short break, a four-night break in an all five-star luxury all-inclusive hotel for about 570, including your flights, or stay for 7 nights if you want, depending on whether you're short on time. So it's a really good alternative to the Canary Islands. And, you know, people just need to realise that it's not just Marrakesh. Some people don't kind of want that bustling, you know, city feel. They want the beach feel. You can have it there as well.
Talking of islands, what about Madeira?
Well, that again was very, the flights introduced last winter. Madeira was the place everybody was talking about. There's flights from Shannon and Dublin. And it's a tropical island. It's actually very far south. So it tends to get, you know, really, really good temperatures year round. Again, not as far south as the Canary Islands, but still kind of 18 to 20 degrees in the wintertime. And it's kind of one of those places that's ideal for outdoor activities. There's loads of hiking. There's these islands, natural pools that you can swim in. It's all really about the scenery. It's also quite a foodie spot, but more for, I suppose, kind of more relaxed vibe, not at the kind of lively nightlife that you might get in the Canary Islands or something, but definitely kind of a nice upmarket choice, and ideal for people who like doing outdoor activities.
A WhatsApp to 0874100102 says, does Sarah have any deals for the end of October midterm break? Flights to Tenerife are coming up at least 600 euro. It's supply and demand, isn't it? At the October midterm break, people are taking advantage of the school's been off, and as a result, the prices of the airfares are much higher. It must be very hard to find a deal for that time of year, is there?
Yeah, the only thing I did find, if it's a family interested, there was really good flights into Verona. I actually did a deal on it on the website a week or two ago. I think it was Aer Lingus flights, but it's on the website anyway. But they were really, really cheap, and you could stay in places like Pescara in Lake Garda. Like the Bellitalia was really, like, it was literally 1,000 euro for 2 adults and 2 kids, including flights. The flights were about 100 euros each. I think people forget about some places that are not your typical, family destinations at that time of year. But the beauty of Lake Garda is that even if you don't get the weather, there's so much to do. So definitely check that out. That's definitely on the website. And if anybody can't find it, they can message me on Instagram and I'll send them the link.
Okay, a few more places that you have for alternative non-snow winter breaks. Malta yeah. is in the Mediterranean. So what sort of prices can you get flights to there at in the months of, say, November, December?
Yeah, about 100 euros return. And what I like about Malta is you can do a short break. It's really, Valletta is a gorgeous city, so it makes a perfect city break destination. It's a nice spot as well for anyone who wants to do a solo trip, because they drive on the same side of the road as us. So if you want to kind of get out and explore on your own, but not really wild about all the public transport and just want to do it at your own pace, you can pick up a car. It's like 17 miles long, 9 miles wide, small island, very easy to get around. Lots of sites to see. There's 3 different UNESCO World Heritage sites, lots of culture. It's one of those. It may not be, as I said, as warm as some of the others, but again, relatively far south, so should have kind of nice balmy temperatures and just nice for either, you know, a short break or a week-long trip.
Okay, if you want to go further afield, what about Cancun in Mexico over the winter months?
Yeah, I think this is probably the most exciting new route we've had for some time from Ireland, direct flights from Dublin to Cancun. It's starting on the 6th of January and running till the 29th of April. Flights are about, the cheapest I found were $4.94 return in January. It's good price, I think, for a 10-hour flight. But, like, you know, Cancun has that reputation of being lively and, you know, a bit wild. But there are lots of kind of quieter resorts that you can go further down. Playa del Carmen is very close, a little bit more family-friendly, a little bit more low-key.
Yeah, a friend of mine brought their children, who were all under the age of 10, there recently and loved the place.
Yeah, I mean, and you can get like really great value all-inclusive hotels where you literally won't put your hand in your pocket. Again, you know, the weather should be so good that you can do lots of boat trips, relatively inexpensive. Go over to Cozumel, you can go to see the Mayan ruins. There's lots of activities as well. You know, people sometimes think when they book these all-inclusive hotels, you know, they'll be stuck in the hotel and nothing to do. There's so much to do all along that coastline. As I said, from boat trips to Mayan ruins to, you know, those sea notes, which are those little sinkholes, the caves that people jump in and out of. So, yeah, lots of different resorts to choose from, not just Cancun, but Cancun is the big gateway and the big news story with the direct flights from Dublin.
Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.